Chapter 18. Sometime later, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them, and took Gath and its dependent towns out of the hands of the Philistines. Then he defeated Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought tribute. David defeated King Hadadezer of Zobah near Hamath as he was on his way to establish his authority at the Euphrates River. David captured 1,000 chariots, 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers from him. Then David hamstrung all but 100 of the chariot horses. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 of the Syrians. David then established garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought tribute. Jehovah gave David victory wherever he went. Moreover, David took the circular shields of gold from the servants of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. From Tibhath and Kun, cities of Hadadezer, David took a great quantity of copper. With it, Solomon made the copper sea, the pillars, and the copper utensils. When King Tohu of Hamath heard that David had defeated the entire army of King Hadadezer of Zobah, he immediately sent his son Hadoram to King David to ask about his welfare and to congratulate him because he had fought and defeated Hadadezer, for Hadadezer had often fought against Tohu, and he brought all sorts of articles of gold, silver, and copper. King David sanctified these to Jehovah, along with the silver and the gold that he had carried off from all the nations, from Edom and Moab, from the Ammonites, the Philistines, and the Amalekites. Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, struck down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He established garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Jehovah gave David victory wherever he went. David kept reigning over all Israel, and he was administering justice and righteousness for all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were priests, and Shavsha was secretary. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites. And David's sons were first in position next to the king.